Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're tackling a debate that keeps B2B marketers up at night: inbound versus outbound marketing. And look, in 2026, the stakes are higher than ever. So what do companies actually need to know? I'm here with our guest who's been deep in the trenches. Let's start with the basics. What's the real difference between inbound and outbound in a B2B context?
Great question. So inbound marketing focuses on attracting prospects organically. You're creating valuable content, think blogs, webinars, LinkedIn thought leadership, that pulls people toward you. Outbound, on the other hand, is proactive. You're reaching out directly through cold emails, LinkedIn prospecting, paid ads, even trade shows. Push versus pull.
Right, so one waits for them to find you, the other goes hunting. But here's what I'm curious about. Which one actually works better for B2B companies in 2026?
Well, there's no simple either-or answer. See, modern B2B buyers do most of their research independently before they even talk to a sales team. By the time they reach out, their opinions are already shaped by the content they've consumed. So inbound builds that authority and trust over time. But outbound, it speeds up lead generation. If you need meetings this week, outbound can deliver. Inbound might take 3 to 12 months to really gain traction.
Mm-hmm, makes sense. So timing and goals drive the decision. What about the cost side of things?
Exactly. Inbound has higher upfront costs. You're investing in content creation, SEO, building that library. But here's the thing. The cost per lead decreases over time. One high-ranking piece can generate hundreds of leads at almost zero ongoing cost. Outbound requires continuous spending. Once you stop the effort or the budget, the reach ends. Early-stage companies might benefit from outbound's predictability, but long-term economics often favor inbound.
That makes sense. So to everyone listening, think about where you are in your company's life cycle. If you're just starting out, you might lean outbound. If you're playing the long game, inbound compounds. Now, I know hybrid strategies are becoming more common. Can you describe some ways companies are blending both approaches?
Absolutely. Hybrid strategies are where the magic happens. You can use outbound to drive traffic to inbound content, or retarget inbound leads with outbound campaigns. For example, run a LinkedIn ad campaign promoting a downloadable guide. That's outbound feeding inbound. Or if someone downloads your ebook, follow up with a personalized email sequence. These hybrid models are increasingly common, with many B2B teams integrating both approaches to see stronger revenue growth.
That point about hybrid models sets up our next piece: ROI measurement and attribution. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking to scale content without a massive team? Amplifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model designed to help companies increase organic traffic and build authority. With partnerships across over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, businesses can affordably boost exposure and strengthen their reputation. To learn more, visit amplifier.com.
Picking up on hybrid models, how do you actually measure ROI when you're running both inbound and outbound at the same time?
Good follow-up. Inbound is tracked through organic traffic, keyword rankings, content downloads, marketing qualified leads. Those metrics grow gradually. Outbound is measured by reply rates, booked meetings, ad performance, pipeline value. Those move fast, but drop if effort stops. Smart teams monitor both cost per lead and acquisition cost to guide budget allocation. You need to track them separately, but evaluate them together.
I see, yeah. What about audience control? Who decides when the conversation happens?
That's a key difference. Inbound puts the prospect in control. They choose when and how to engage. That produces higher intent leads because they're already interested. Outbound gives you full control over who you contact, when, and through which channel. That's critical for targeting key accounts in high-stakes deals. If you're selling enterprise software and need to reach a specific CFO, outbound lets you do that directly.
Right. Now, let's talk AI. because in 2026, it has become essential infrastructure in B2B marketing. How is AI changing the game for content creation and distribution? Have you noticed companies actually using this stuff effectively?
Oh, absolutely. By 2026, over 80% of marketers expect to use AI for content creation, including email copy. Companies leveraging AI in marketing and sales commonly report higher campaign ROI. But here's the catch. While a large majority of B2B marketers are using AI tools, effective strategy matters more than adoption alone. Those who integrate AI thoughtfully see real gains in efficiency and productivity. I worked with a client last year who tried using AI to pump out blog posts without any strategy. They published 20 articles in a month and got zero traffic. Turns out, none of it matched what their audience was searching for.
That's a perfect example of doing AI wrong. So having the tools is one thing, but using them right is another. What's working when AI is done well?
Where AI delivers returns, the main benefit is workflow efficiency. Organizations implementing AI can achieve significant reductions in customer acquisition costs, sometimes up to 40% within the first year. AI is also great for repurposing content. You can take one topic and convert it into multiple formats: articles, videos, podcasts, infographics, then distribute them across hundreds of platforms. That's multi-channel distribution at scale. And I'll say this again differently. AI lets you turn one piece of content into eight or more formats and get them in front of buyers everywhere they're looking.
You know, that multi-channel piece is huge. B2B buyers interact with an average of 10 plus pieces of content before making a purchase decision. If you're only showing up in one place, you're probably getting skipped over.
Exactly. And here's another stat. 90% of B2B buyers use search tools like Google and even ChatGPT to research vendors. And 94% use large language models during their research. So if your content isn't optimized for AI-driven search and distributed across multiple touchpoints, you're invisible. Effective multi-channel distribution improves lead quality, conversion rates, and revenue attribution.
That's powerful. So, I mean, let's bring this together. You've probably asked yourself this. How do you balance immediate pipeline needs with long-term brand building?
That's the million-dollar question. The fastest-growing B2B companies in 2026 use a hybrid model. They run outbound to generate immediate meetings and revenue, while simultaneously investing in inbound to build a sustainable pipeline. Inbound leads are, on average, 60% less costly than outbound leads, but they require upfront investment in SEO and content. Outbound can deliver meetings in days, making it suitable for urgent needs. Together, they create a pipeline that's both predictable and scalable.
What's one piece of advice you'd give to a B2B marketing manager listening right now who's trying to optimize their strategy?
Don't default to what you're comfortable with. The real win is understanding your business stage, your sales cycle, your brand recognition, and then building a strategy that fits. And 73% of B2B buyers actively avoid vendors that send irrelevant outreach. So whatever you do, make it relevant and personalized. Oh, and here's a joke I tell clients. Outbound without personalization is like proposing on the first date. Technically, you're taking action, but you're going to get a hard no.
That's accurate, though. All right, so we've established that inbound builds authority, outbound accelerates growth, and hybrid strategies let you do both. Matching your approach to your goals, your timeline, and your audience is what matters most. Thanks so much for breaking this down with us today.
My pleasure. This has been a great conversation.
And to everyone listening, if you want to dig deeper into optimizing your B2B marketing strategy, check out the show notes and resources we've linked. Until next time, keep experimenting, keep measuring, and keep growing. Thanks for tuning in.